in no age ever did that. You know that? So if the bride is bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, skin of his skin, when she is him revealed, then what are we saying? If she's the big for this Christ that Mary brought from Christ, and Christ is the mystery of God revealed, Christ is those seals, Christ is the book, and this is the age when the fullness of Christ, all that he is, the person of Christ, is being revealed. Then the people that go in the rapture, who come out of the womb of those local churches. Think of it, what I'm saying. Then they grow from flesh all the way back to world. They live out the mystery of the Bible. Then if that is so, then what's happening now? Isn't part of the world have to be revealed now? Isn't part of the world have to be revealed next season? Hasn't it been the word that we had to come through to be where we are led to? Get that close to you. She has to become the word. The word she's becoming is a different word to this word. This is the revelation of what she's becoming. From Genesis to Revelation. Every bride produces part of the mystery. But in the bride age, we are churches and brides. There's going to be a war with me, bone and bone and flesh with flesh. It will be healed. And you hear me say it over and over. The bride in this age is Jesus. You get that? It is he and Morphe. It is he does all three things. That is why this one can't fall, but she's him. Now that if he done 16,000 kilocycles, she going to hit the same thing. Yeah. I know that's hard for somebody to get. But you want to think the bride is somebody else. I know that's hard for somebody to get. You hear the statement, you have to think of it. Only one form eternal life. The attribute of the fullness of God to prove harvest time, the entirety of the world and the entirety of the life proves harvest time. And there's a seal, the seventh seal, that was to reveal all the world. When the seventh seal opened, it revealed every other age from Genesis, from eternity all the way back to eternity. But those seven thunders uttered their voices when? Under the seventh seal. That's what? The opening of the book, the unveiling of the mighty God. And then he brings Eve back to her rightful position. That is achievement. He himself descends from a one-man scripture. Who is the Alpha Bride? The same God who was with us in a one man. The same God come back in us. God above us, God with us, God in us. How much God says? He that is in you, in that day you know I in you. Who's the bride? Jesus. What is the victory? He became sin that we can be like God. He became you, you can become him. As he is, so are we in this world. Try to put a pipe of smoke going even smoking. But digest it somehow. Praise his wonderful name. You love him tonight? Yeah. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray. We are so grateful to him for his grace. Oh God. How we love you, Father. How we appreciate you. We feel so ashamed and so unworthy. Lord, so undeserving, Father, of what you have made us, of what you have done for us, of the things you have spoken concerning us, of the things that you will bring to pass in our lives according to divine purpose. And Father, when we see it, when your grace removed the scales of our eyes, and through the operation of your Holy Spirit, you take the world and equip it and bring it to life. You apply it and make it so personal. We realize, Lord, that we are Trinidadians, Trinidad built, but the quickening power that moved across the face of the earth didn't come to quicken the dirt, it came to quicken the seed that laid in that dirt. Because where there's no seed, there's no life comes forth. But where there's a seed planted, a mystery begins to unfold. And down through these years we've traveled, from day to day, from week to week, from month to month, from year to year, from one location to another location. But Lord, it has been scripture being interpreted. It has been a way in the world opening up. It has been an entrance being ministered. It has been a discovering, an unfolding of a mystery, a growing up of that life that was quickened and begin to come forth into expression, adding cell upon cell. And gracious God, here we are, making another step, walking by faith. Reveal it, Lord. Make it plain to us. Give us the courage and the strength. Surely that revelation will produce that. It's quickened and inspired. Then Lord, may you quicken it and inspire it to us. That we can look in the mirror of your word and behold the glory. And see face to face as we look into the perfect law of liberty. Lord Jesus, he says, that soul in us, that's the real us, Father. Our father and mother could come together. Our daddy had a sperm and our mommy had an egg. Holy wedlock became, produced a body of five senses. That's only the earthly house in this tabernacle. That you express your attribute in a lot of certain space and time. We might come here into the earth to live for your glory, to fulfill part of your mystery. No wonder, Lord, while we walk under the first bolt in the book of life, alienated from the life of God with amnesia, we try to fit into this world. We got influenced by people in the natural realm. We strove ambitiously, like Moses did, for a position in Pharaoh's kingdom, as we strove for a position in the Satan's Eden. But one day, we heard from our theophany. We heard our theophany calling. We felt that travail, that deep begin to respond to that deep. That thing, Lord, that we wondered about. That thing that made us be so strange, we felt we couldn't fit in, though we were trying to fit in. Dear God, that word has become a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. And as we walked every step, the amnesia began to leave, as greater discovery of our true self began to come to us by revelation. As those pictures, those images in the Bible, this great mystery of our true life begin to open up to us and we begin to understand. Dear God, we were predestinated. When that quickening power struck us on the cross from the book of life into the Lamb section, begin to live under the mystery of prophecy. Oh God, our thinking begin to be filtered. Begin to realize that we are eagle from the egg. Though we might be born among chickens, in the barnyard there is something different about us. Though we tried to fit and could not fit in, and one day we heard an eagle scream and made all the difference. Here we are tonight, Father. Lord, desire to see more clearly your will in this hour, and what will unfold to and climax into, that we can walk in close communion under your divine influence, bound in the chains and fetters of this revealed word, this revelation, be made plain to us. We have no will of our own, Our meat is to do the will of him that sent us and to finish his work. And as we are trying to bring it forth to the people in this hour, how we appreciate how you've moved on Sunday and Tuesday in Purchase, Lord. Seems that all the barriers have been broken down. Seems the people are ready, oh God, packed up to move. Lord, we just pray, Father, that even those on this side here will catch the rhythm. We'll get into the beat of the symphony. We'll get in the right swing. Dear God, the spirit of the great composer would so fill the director, Lord, would so come upon the members of the symphony, the entire move can be in the right swing. We can walk in the rhythm of the word. We can watch them fall and climax into the fulfilling of all of your prophesy for this hour. Grant, Lord Jesus, give us such an insight, such a hindsight, such a foresight. And Lord God, there'll be no doubt, there'll be no fear. What have we to dread? What have we to fear? Teach us to lean, Lord. We can learn to lean in you, gain more power than we ever dreamed. Bless each and every one, Father, tonight. Engrave with that iron pen in their soul. You said the right laws in their hearts and their minds. You'll give a new heart and a new spirit. And you'll pour your very own spirit in that new spirit. And you'll cause them to walk in your commandments, dear God. Father, may you grant it. Surely, O God, your word will not fail. Even if you've spoken tonight, we don't even know what is going to happen, Lord. We don't even know what is going to be said. It just shows you are so close. If we can only yield and submit and surrender, we can become your voice. Oh, Jesus. Maybe so sacrificed, so unspotted, so unblemished, consecrated and dedicated to your service, you will step right into your masterpiece and reflect yourself and act out your program, Lord. Lord, may you grant it. Break the power of every negative thing, every bit of amnesia that want to strangle the faith and paralyze it because it's impotent. Cast it away tonight. May you anchor your soul into such a place where there will be no fear, no doubt. You'll bring an end of all strife. You'll pull down every stronghold of reason and imagination. Dear God, you like prisoners of love under your preeminences. You lead us, you direct us. Every move we make reflecting your Father. Such a union, Lord. Such communion. May you grant it, Lord. As we go tonight, may we go under the influence of your Spirit, of the things that you've spoken. May your Spirit keep it afresh. May you teach us further. May as the days pass by, we get remembrance. May we can maintain the atmosphere, keeping the continuity of the Spirit. And we all, Father, can put our hands to the wheel. We love you, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks and praise tonight. We ask that you remember the sick and the afflicted, the oppressed, the tired, the weary, oh God, them who are cast out tonight. Lord God, bring comfort, bring strength, bring a refreshing. Let your children feel the nearness of your presence. May they be encouraged and lifted up, Lord. Let the stranger and the visitor recognize and perceive that it is you, Father. That they can see this great fountain open up in the house of David. To cleanse us, to make us ready in this hour. Remember us in this service tomorrow, the youth service. Lord, give us a greater point of your Holy Spirit. Those things I believe you put in my heart and I pray there. Just asking you for something. You drop that in my heart, Lord. And you'd stand right here again tomorrow. And Lord God, your great presence will just move among your children, Lord. And give to them that which you have purposed And that was so greatly needed in their hearts and in their lives. It will help them to fulfill your great purpose. How we appreciate you, Lord. How we thank you for all things tonight. We love you. We commit genuinely all into your mighty hands. In the precious, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we owe all things, and from whom we receive all things. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Extend greetings to you from our precious brother Jeremiah. Called me today.
Brothers called me yesterday from Bulawayo, and they just putting everything in place for the meeting in December. I'm supposed to be here. They asked me to greet you, and looking forward to be with us soon as well. Such a great, wonderful time. All these singers, you know, that we have the little retreat, the time of fellowship. 11 a.m. tomorrow, and then the general youth service for everyone begins at 3 p.m. sharp. We'd like the singers to come and sing. We'll stand. Amen. Also, after that, we have a prayer for our precious brother Trevor wife, who's suffering from a bad cold. Almost 3 months, Sister Parai here, the brother just really give her that touch before we go. Maybe I could pray with her first. You just come forward, my sister. And all of you sing, I will stand, get ready to come. We close with that. Let us unite our faith for our dear sister. This great God whose presence we are tonight. This is but a light thing for him. Almighty God, our precious sister, you brought her among us in this season. How, dear God, she has a love for you, tried to serve you without a full understanding. Try to be faithful in that organization where she was. And you saw her husband and her. And you broke the chains off of them and you took them out, Lord, because they were yours. You shed your blood for them. You purchased them. And no man-made system could have held them when you called for them in this hour. Out of dark, denominational graves they've come. Now, Lord God, here they are, gathered among the elect, being prepared for this great rapturing of the church. Satan has battled her these last 2 months with his cold, or his weak resistance, broken down on God. How it could be such a discomforting thing at times. God, you can hardly do your work, you can hardly get up and move around in the house. Feet so uncomfortable, can't even sleep, get a good night rest. The devil sure know how to make life miserable for your children. Oh God, the name of the Lord is a mighty tower that the righteous can run into. And she stands here tonight, is asking for a touch from you, Father. And the church, the saints, unite in your faith. I unite my faith with them. And we unite in our faith with our sister, knowing, dear God, that this devil will have to move back now. He is defeated. And no matter what he might try, his works has come to naught tonight. For we, the church of the living God, come against this devil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We resist this devil, Father. We cast it away. May, O God, your great Holy Spirit, your quickening power, so bring strength in our sister's weak body. May you build that resistance and shake that cool off. Dear God, may you nurture her back to health and strength. Dear God, she can enjoy health without any discomfort, Father. May you bless her, she believe, confessing that you are more than able to do this tonight. You are a great high priest, be touched by the feeling of her infirmities. We bless her, and pronounce her well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Very good, come for me. After that meeting, Miss, God bless you. We appreciate you, your ladies.
There'll be a general cleanup on Saturday at 2 p.m. So all the helps in that department, remember Brother Sanchez spoke with you on Sunday. He was commissioned to speak to you, so respond by the grace of God. And for all of you who we have heard such wonderful reports that you have received the call, you recognize the voice, you understood the call, and you begin to respond. May God bless you in the service of the Lord, and may He just prosper our efforts and cause it to bring glory to His great mighty name.
Thank you. Father and the Son unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. When are we all dismissed tonight? God rich in mercy, God rich in grace. Let us sing that song as we go. Amen. Send us this sorrow.